This is a poem by Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, who wrote this piece from Beirut during the invasion and bombing of Lebanon by the Israeli Defense Forces in the summer of 1982. An apple for the sea, a marble narcissus, a stone butterfly, Beirut, our soul shape in the mirror, sketch of the first woman and the ache of grief. Beirut is made of gold and fatigue, Damascus and Andalusia, silver, spray, the earth's commandments in the feathers of doves, dying wheat, a wandering star between my love and me is Beirut.
I never heard my blood say the name Camp de Bourj el-Chamali. Ses yeux avaient vu tant de lâcheté, tant de crimes, comme marée noire qu'un océan de larmes d'enfants ne pouvait laver. Et ses oreilles avaient entendu tant de cris d'horreur, de désespoir, de malédiction, tant de bruits assourdissants de bombes et de missiles, que jamais plus.
You want to know what bargains with snow will I make? Were my cousins not in that war, would I not have been with them at Sabra, at Shatila? Naive to the war, I break all our glasses, this gazelle's form, smiling. In the commons we give up on speaking, fall quiet, cast looks to the mountains. From the pool all's quiet. More to hold us here than memory or will allow. Lying by in glassed off heat, we listen.
Naya savera, lae jahan mein na ho andhera. Naya savera, lae jahan mein na ho andhera. Naya savera.
Poetry, poetry, poetry. I can talk about poetry. You want to talk about sex? You want to talk about poetry? Tell me when you want to rock and roll.
On August the 30th, 2006, a group of poets will gather at the Casa del Popolo in Montreal. Through spoken word and poetry, they'll voice their collective opposition to war, whether it be in English, French, Arabic, or Urdu. The event, called Poets Against the War, is unique as it brings together writers from various communities in Montreal and will raise funds for the Sanaya Relief Center in Beirut, providing frontline solidarity to those affected and displaced by Israel's war on Lebanon. We spoke with Norman Navrosky, a longtime poet, writer, and musician in Montreal. He tells us how he originally came up with the idea for Poets Against War.
Well, it was the last demonstration, Parc La Fontaine, on a Sunday, organized in solidarity with people of Lebanon. And I was walking down Saint-Denis, and I was saying, you know, moments like this makes me wonder, like, does poetry have any relevance? Can we actually say anything? Can we do anything as poets? We should be saying something. We should be doing something. And I said, look at this demonstration. There's 15, 20,000 people. Where are the poets? I don't hear any poetry. I heard all these speeches. I heard sloganeering, but I didn't hear any poetry. And then went home, slept, the next morning woke up and thought, that's it. Organize a night, bunch of poets together, and we'll raise money for relief efforts in Lebanon, but we'll show people that, yes, poets have something to say. Poetry is relevant in an event like this, at a moment like this, historically, and poets can make a contribution. Basically, we have about 20, maybe more, poets, and among them are a couple of musicians, and they come from all over the world. I mean, they're here in Montreal, they're Montrealers now, but they're Jewish, they're Lebanese, they're Iranian, Iraqi, Egyptian, Moroccan, Palestinian, Syrian, Indian, Pakistani, and of course, French and English. And what happened was I tried to think, okay, who has something to say? Who among the poets I know of in this city can say something about war, can speak out against war through their poetry? And I came up with a couple of names, and then the idea was, got to go further. I don't just want the usual people. I want to try and go a little further into the community and get people who are from the Middle East and who have something else to add. And that's when I started making phone calls, going online, emailing all my friends. Do you know any poets from Lebanon? I even went to the grocery store, the dépanneur here down the block, and said, guys, I need some, you know, Moroccan, Egyptian, Lebanese, Iranian, Iraqi, and Syrian poets. You know anybody? And they all scratched their heads and, well, there's so-and-so, but no, he's, no, there's so-and-so, no. So I just canvassed all my friends and acquaintances and then went online, and through Tadamon, the solidarity group here in Montreal, I had them put out an appeal online. And so everybody started emailing everybody else, and there was this flurry of emails going back and forth, and finally I came up with 20 poets.
Il y avait une voix dans le téléphone qui venait par vagues fatiguées avec des coupures. Cette voix me disait, je vois les tanks, ils viennent, ils viennent, ils viennent droit sur nous. Nous ne sommes pas prêts. Nous ne sommes pas prêts pour une autre guerre. On ne peut pas bouger. On a soif. On a faim. Ils avancent. Je ne peux pas parler longtemps. Et la voix se tait. Pour toujours, peut-être.
That was Danielle Juanes, a local activist and poet who will be reading as part of Poets Against War. Her work draws heavily on social issues of the Middle East, especially since the recent Israeli assaults on the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. Here, Juanes talks about her poetry and what inspires her work.
What's your objective through your work, through your poetry that you do, when you're either when people are reading your poetry or you're reciting it? What do you hope that the audience's reaction will be?
When I started writing my first Chronique de Ramallah, I started writing right after the beginning of the Intifada. It's because I was shocked by people's indifference. So I started writing to shake their indifference, because I think that towards art we can achieve a lot. Art is a peaceful weapon, be it music, be it painting, be it poetry or whatever else. When you have in front of you an audience who comes to listen to your poetry, they don't have their bulletproof jacket on them. They are not guarded against you because they don't know what you are going to say. And if you read a poem which try to explain the deep feelings of any Palestinian or any people in a state of denial of right, then you have a chance to touch the person over there sitting indifferent, because they will realize that those Palestinians, those Lebanese, they are fathers and mothers like them. They have kids like them. They want to protect their kids. They want their kids to have a good education, exactly like them. So that way, hopefully, they will change their mind. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the situation, either for Palestine or Lebanon, revolts me. And it's a way, when I read my poetry, I'm not myself, I'm not Danielle Juanes, I'm either a Palestinian or a Lebanese person. And I vent my feeling, my revolt against injustice. And I am trying to express what I assume those people in a state of a denial of rights are feeling. And I have quite a few Palestinian friends and some Lebanese friends as well. And I think that in any Palestinian specifically, but also in any Lebanese or in any Arab person since 9/11, there is a wound which is open, a wound in their dignity for the Arab nation at large, and a wound much deeper for the Palestinians. Like, I think that any Palestinian, be in the diaspora or living in the West Bank or in Gaza, those people need to heal. And to heal, they need justice.
Stefan Anjam is originally from Lahore, Pakistan, but has been living in the Park Extension neighborhood in Montreal for many years now. His poetry is often accompanied by music, which he composes on the keyboard. In his apartment, he played some of his songs for me and talked about his work.
As I already told, that this song is a love song, and the love in this song is for all the world. Not for a person, not for a nation, not for like specific people. So the main theme of this song is let us bring peace and love in the world so that there may not be any sorrow, pain, or death anywhere on this earth. Mm-hmm. So this is the main theme of this song. Okay. And the word-to-word meanings is let's bring new horizon in this world so that there may not be any darkness anywhere. Everybody should walk in the light, mm-hmm. and there should be peace, love, mm-hmm. and harmony in this world.
How long have you been writing poetry for?
I've been writing poetry for about 20 years. Yeah, so a long time ago I started.
I'd just like to know, like, what inspires your poetry, or what motivates you to write the kind of poems that you do?
Well, every poet has inspiration in everything he sees. Like, he sees the weather, he looks at the sky, stars, flowers, and all these things give inspiration to write something. So, in this world, we can see love, peace, everywhere in universe. Mm-hmm. So we see the birds, we see the flowers, we see the creatures. So everything is going like smoothly. Everything is living harmony. Mm-hmm. So all these things give the inspiration. Okay. To write to a poet.
And then this event in particular that you'll be performing at, it's a poetry event looking at war, I guess specifically the war that's happening right now in Lebanon, but also just wars anywhere in the world. What made you want to play at this event?
The same song as I recorded. Okay. I just wrote this song specially to the people who are not in peace. So it's a hope that if each and every person works or tries to bring peace, there can be peace in the world.
Hongi na phir ye gham ki ghataye, aisi chalengi har su hawaye. Hongi na phir ye gham ki ghataye, aisi chalengi har su hawaye. होगा ना फिर ये गम का अंधेरा, होगा ना फिर ये गम का अंधेरा. नया सवेरा लाएं जहां में ना हो अंधेरा. नया सवेरा लाएं जहां में ना हो अंधेरा. नया सवेरा लाएं जहां में ना हो अंधेरा.
Trish Saleh is another Montreal-based poet who wears many hats. A tireless advocate and activist for social justice, Saleh has been involved in queer liberation, labor solidarity, and anti-war activism for many years. Saleh, who is also an organizer of Out Against the Occupation, writes on many themes, including sexual identity and the Arab diaspora. Here, she reads a poem from her collection, Wanting in Arabic.
Ghazals in Fugue, 1. From her home wander love's uncanny away you. Is it past? Who's to tear memory away, you? Stolen upon thought, I'll not see the end of this, Yaini. Turn your gaze from me away, you. A girl's hand may stop unexpected, bleeding over what rest was, eye to eye, between away, you. Fall mistaking what look she tosses for salvation. Beware such boasts, what they give too freely away, you. Unhinge the doors with talk of children, your double war. Send memories, limbs flailing. Who cast peace away, you? 2. Hear the sound of rain on hotel window, so stark it bleeds, like waking, like Hitchcock. Blinds so low, it's too dark to read. Hear the train breaking haunts, further out the frame, broke hours ago. What are Ifrit to make twin towers glow? Too dark to read. Disfigured, losing specific dimensions, failing in their finitude, what world is mirrored? Too dark to read. As fireworks, roaming compulsive, the mind makes interior what was your house, her tomb, charred terribly, too dark to read. There your girl becomes pursuit, embers, a route more circuitous, her elliptical and fraying parabola, too dark to read such hyperbole of desire. Fire returns void in its avoidance, brute motor repetition writes parables, too dark to read. 3. Into the wilds, some cliché of the wilds. It's not the war we flee north from Toronto. That year we're not at war. Gone to cottage, like white folks, and compose queer idols. Break our fast at the colonial, stock up at Nasser. Say that's not war with our weight in Lebne, mint, parsley, burgle, beans for fool, lamb for kibbeh. We beg no guarantee of country. Anything but war, until the third bottle of wine allows someone to ask if in Lebanon I am that man, if not that war my father wanted. You want to know what bargains with snow will I make? Were my cousins not in that war, would I not have been with them at Sabra, at Shatila? Naive to the war, I break all our glasses, this Ghazal's form, smiling. 4. In the commons we give up on speaking, fall quiet, cast looks to the mountains. From the pool all's quiet, more to hold us here than memory or will allow. Lying by in glassed-off heat, we listen past fall's quiet. Whispers crackle, a jammed radio's abandoned as mute. Iraq's young succumb to deserts, some we let fall quiet. As when we slump into the sauna, genitals swaddled, white cotton shrouds, all eyes avert, quietly appalled, afraid to see my breasts, yours, to sight black dick. In the North Country we feel what they fear, the weight of whiteness, falling, quiet. 5. Beyond the compound, illegible to itself, the war asks its children to hold it. Who holds still to read a war? Caught in our race, each day we have our watchers behind blinds, driving by attentive as dogs or cops. They ask, like in a war at the movies, if we are spies. What do they want? Why are they here? We ask the same questions. They are different questions prized from war. We listen to Miles Davis in the car, awed by mountains at odds with years, miles away, as if New York wants for terror, this Afghan war. Slaughter all fanatics, the misogynists, and history too. They're no longer in our pay. There's no balm, our grief like war. Whitman praised your sensuous and muscular form, but the body which moves because the mind cannot, fugues the world as war. To answer your question, they are the same, America, war, a different war to hold it at bay, even this question of war. Without signs of home, what is our common destination, the common place of departure? Do we tarry out of love with war?
We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name.
This report on Poets Against War was produced for the CKUT Community News Collective in Montreal by Aaron Lakoff.
Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding.